Hello, my friends. Welcome. Welcome to Pause 2-3, the podcast that dives deep into the beautiful, messy, and transformative journey of life. Join us as we explore the highs and the lows, the twists and the turns, and the moments of growth that shape who we are. Through candid conversations and inspiring stories, we will uncover the power of unlearning limiting beliefs and embracing our true, authentic selves. This is a space where vulnerability is celebrated, where darkness is met with light, and where we come together to remind each other that we are never alone in this journey. So grab a cup of your favorite, take a deep breath, let's press pause on the chaos of life to find moments of clarity, connection, and courage. Welcome to Pause 2-3. I'm Jen, the purple and gray-haired Nana of the internet, welcoming you on this journey with me. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Pause 2-3, the podcast where we dig into all things life and help you begin to realize your true potential and start living and loving your best life. This is episode 2 on codependency series. So if you haven't checked out the first episode in the series, which just kind of gives a understanding an intro into what codependency is and what we're going to be looking at for the next foreseeable future on Fridays, please do so. The link is in the comments or in the description section below. And also, please be sure to like, subscribe, and share this show to show your support and to help others start loving and living their best life, free from the restraints of codependent patterns that maybe a lot of us don't even know we are tangled up in. So today we're going to jump in to look at some of the signs of codependency and what it may look like in your life. If you are in some codependent behavior patterns. So again, these are just a few signs. They're not, certainly not all of them, and they're not limited to just these, but these are a few of the common signs that I become aware of in my exploration and uncovering of codependent patterns. So those signs are an excessive desire to please. People in codependent patterns often have a difficult time saying no. We have very poor boundaries, if any at all. We struggle with setting boundaries to keep ourselves protected and safe and confident in our own skin. Fear of abandonment is also another common sign for people experiencing codependency. And then finally, we tend to feel a sense of responsibility for the other person's happiness and well-being, regardless of what it's doing to our own happiness and our own well-being. So those are just a few signs, like I said, but if any of these resonate with you, it may be time to dig a little deeper into your own soul and your own relationships and see if maybe there is some adjustments you can make to break free from those codependent patterns. People in codependent patterns often struggle with, they find themselves, or we find ourselves, constantly seeking approval and validation from others. And if we don't get that, we feel like we're not worthy or that we have nothing to offer. We may tend to do things for others, but we do those things, and I think sometimes we even do it without even realizing, but we have an expectation attached to that. And whereas that we're going to do this and we're expecting a specific response from that other person because we've done this for them. And when that response is not received, or it's not received in the way we were expecting, then we may also feel offended or sad or unworthy or just not getting that validation that we may not have even known that we were seeking. So we have to be really mindful that Are we doing things because we want to do things for this person, or are we doing it with an expectation attached to it? And that's a fine line, I think, for a lot of people, but learning to live with no expectations and rather just living and learning that it's okay and we can do things for other people because it feels good in our soul, and that is our validation. We give that to ourselves, regardless of how this other person is going to receive it. Because friends, we have no control over how people are going to receive things. So when we have expectations tied in with that, we're really just setting ourselves up for failure. And this is very common in codependent patterns. And again, I mentioned earlier about prioritizing the needs of others over our own. And this often, if not always, results in our own well-being being neglected in the process. And the problem with this, there's many problems, but this can lead to feelings of resentment. We're going to start to resent that other person because we're doing everything for this other person and we're letting ourselves go. We're going to feel exhausted and we're really going to have a lack of self-identity. And this happens in so many couples where they lose who they are and they just become this couple. And while that's important in some aspects, it's still very important to maintain your own identity, to have your own things that you can do on your own and feel good, and then also have things you can do as a couple. So it's really important for individuals who are picking up on signs of codependency to first off recognize this and accept the fact that, oh my gosh, I think I'm in a codependent situation. Let that sink in, because that's a big observation. That's a big thing to realize. And then what we need to do is, rather than just accepting it or getting frustrated with ourselves, it's getting moving, finding our own inner strength and self-love. And sometimes this means seeking support from friends or from therapy, and realizing, figuring out how to establish healthy boundaries, building our own self-love, and developing a sense of autonomy, building back who that person we truly are on our own, so that we can be confident in who we are, and we can validate ourselves, and we can fully give ourselves in a relationship, knowing that we are standing firm and we are grounded in our own self-love. And, you know, it's important to recognize that it is never too late to work on breaking free from codependent patterns, and start building healthy relationships with yourself first and then with others. Because for a lot of us, these codependent patterns have started way back when we were a child. And next week, I'm pretty sure it's next week, if not next week, the week after, we're going to get into the root of codependent patterns. And you know, so just keep in mind that a lot of times for many of us, this is something that we've lived with our entire lives, but it is never too late to start loving ourselves and breaking free from these patterns that no longer work for us, recognizing that this doesn't work for us. So it's really crucial for individuals struggling with codependency to recognize that our well-being, that your well-being matters just as much, if not more, than everyone else's, because we need to be strong. We need to be grounded in ourselves. And by learning how to set boundaries and prioritizing our own self-care, we can begin to reclaim our own identity and find our own inner fulfillment, so that no matter what comes and go in our lives, we are confident in who we are. And we know that things are going to come and go. Situations, people, things, they're going to come and go. But we don't need to be dependent on those things. We can like to have them in our lives, but we know if they leave, we are going to be damn fine without them, because we have self-love and acceptance within ourselves, for ourselves. So my friends, really, it's learning to embrace the journey of growth and self-discovery, and remembering that it is never too late to rewrite our own story and create a life filled with balance, authenticity, and joy because that's really what we're all striving for in this world. So as you continue on this path of self-awareness and healing, be gentle with yourself, my friends. Celebrate the progress you make, no matter how small, and be patient with the process. Okay, this is a process. Learning and self-growth and self-discovery is a lifelong journey. It's a lifelong process. We can't rush it. It just happens when it's time. But when we begin to surround ourselves with positivity and find relationships that help uplift us and support who we truly are, who our soul is put here to be, and when we can recognize that we deserve to live a life that is defined by our own values, our own intuitions, our own desires, our own passions, and not be tied into the constraints of codependency, that is when life begins to change. So each step that we take towards establishing healthy boundaries and prioritizing our own well-being is a step towards a more fulfilling and empowered life away from codependency. Not saying that you don't want to have people in your life that are, you know, are bringing joy and adding to what you already have, but we're standing solid in the fact that we have our own self-worth, we have our own self-love, we have our own self-respect, and we have happiness within us, so that no matter what comes and goes, we are going to maintain those things, and we don't need other people to give us those. Because if we rely on other people to give us those, we're being codependent. And the problem with that is it can be taken away from us. All right, my friends. But when it's inside us, that can't be taken away because that's ours. So keep moving forward. Keep moving forward with courage, compassion, patience, and love, and embrace the beauty of your own journey towards self-discovery and inner peace. My friends, thank you for your time and for joining me as we continue on this journey of breaking free from codependency and building our lives in a way that we were truly meant to be here for. Be sure to tune in next week. And like I said, if you haven't subscribed and liked and shared, please do. And let's spread the love. Let's spread the strength, and let's spread the kindness. So until next time, my friends, sending you much peace, love, and kindness from Jen, purple and gray-haired Nana of Pause 2-3. Bye for now.
So as we say goodbye for now, thank you for sharing your precious time with me. And until next time, be kind to yourself and others. Peace and love to you all. Now, if you like this podcast and its vision, please share it with a friend or on your social media accounts to say thank you, or leave me a comment. If you have an idea or some topics or some guest speakers you'd love to hear about, please share them with me as well. Thanks, guys. Take care. Until next time.